Socialist sales highest in years as mistrust in capitalist media hits record levels. Ian Paterson, the socialist campaign's organizer. More people bought The Socialist in 2017 than 2016, and 2016 beat 2015 too. Well done to all the sellers of The Socialist for achieving this. The capitalist papers are experiencing record levels of mistrust, while The Socialist is enjoying our best sales in years. Marketing firm Edelman's Trust Barometer found that just 24% of people trust the establishment media. In 2017, The Socialist was there on the huge demonstrations in defense of the NHS and against Trump. In 2018, we'll do the same again and oppose Trump's UK visit. In 2017, we backed community campaigns and joined picket lines. In 2018, we are one of the only publications to point out that Glenfield Children's Heart Center, where baby Vanellope Hope Wilkins was born with her heart outside her body, was saved from closure by a mass campaign of local residents and workers in Leicester. Our article was a real celebration of the skills of the medical staff and workers at the hospital, backed by the local community. In 2017, we provided a pull-out feature on the 1917 Russian Revolution. 2018 is the 50th anniversary of the greatest general strike in history, France 1968, a revolution on our doorstep. You'll read a month of articles on this in The Socialist. Help The Socialist's finances by taking out a direct debit subscription. If you already subscribe, ask a friend to do the same. You get The Socialist delivered every week, and get to choose from a range of free books too. Can you take a few extra copies of The Socialist to sell to people you know who you think might be interested? You don't have to be a member of the Socialist Party to sell The Socialist. Contact us for a supply. And please keep sending us articles about student campaigns, from picket lines, and what socialists are doing to build anti-cuts action in your area. This way The Socialist will continue to be a voice for working class people implacably opposed to austerity and fighting for socialism.